Hi there. The word for you today is, you can defeat Satan. In Ephesians 4 verse 27, Paul writes, nor give place to the devil. You know what? Satan is a force you'll contend with every day. And he's a master at reinventing himself. The Bible says that he can actually morph into an angel of light. And while his approach may be appealing, understand this, in his intent is always, never varies. Jesus said in John 10:10, it is always to steal, kill, and to destroy. You say, destroy what? Well, how about your peace of mind, or your destiny in life, or your relationships? So the question is, how can you defeat him? Well, in two ways. Let's look at them. Number one, don't fear him. In Psalm 121 verse 7, the Bible says, the Lord shall preserve thee from A-double-L, all evil. 31 times in the New Testament, we read that as believers, we are positioned securely, quote, in Christ. Can you see that picture? That means to get at you, Satan must first go through Christ. And number two, don't give Satan access to you. The Bible says, nor give place to the devil. In other words, Satan has no place in your life unless you open the door and give him one. And when Christ is enthroned in your heart, there's no room for the devil. But it's not enough to have a clean heart. You've got to have a spirit-filled heart. Jesus said, when an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert seeking rest and finding none. And then it says, I will return to the person I came from, so it returns and finds its former home empty, swept and in order. Then the spirit finds seven other spirits, more evil than itself, and they all enter the person and live there. And so that person is worse off than before. You say, is that in the Bible? Yep. Matthew 12, verse 43, Jesus said that. Look, the best way to break bad habits is to replace them with good ones. And the best way to defeat Satan is simply to make Jesus Lord over every area of your life.